On the machine.
Yeah, let's get all the appropriate recording devices and backup recording devices.
Okay. This is a special meeting of the Public Safety Committee. Today is Monday, June 26th. It's 2:00. And I would like to acknowledge that the press and public have been duly notified of this meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. The purpose of this meeting is to give consideration to the Swim for SEAL Kids as a city-sponsored event. And if you would go ahead and give us your name and all and describe the event, we would surely appreciate it for the record.
Surely. My name is Troy Pusateri. I'm the Director of Development with SEAL Kids. SEAL Kids is a nonprofit dedicated to helping the children of Navy SEALs. We're the only nonprofit out there that is dedicated just to treating the issues and problems that the children in the military might have. So the event that I'm proposing is we would like to host a fundraiser of swim and concert, not concert, but concert here in Isle of Palms, with the swim being starting and finishing off of the beach in front of the Windjammer and the VFW. And then afterwards, I'd like to have an event with a fundraising concert and also a live auction. And all the monies that we receive from it will be directly to SEAL Kids. Currently, right now, I've told several of you that I've had this in the works for several months, and we got kind of put in a pickle. And so this is a very last-minute change, and actually I think it'll work out for the better for SEAL Kids, because if you guys are kind enough to improve what I'm proposing, I'll be able to already come out of the gate $25,000 positive than what I had to do before. So with that being said, the event, it's going to cost us about $25,000 to put on. I've went out in the last three weeks, and now I've raised $35,000 to cover the expenses. So I'm already positive there. So that's a good start. But yes, the event itself is a swim. It would start probably volunteers showing up around 7:30 in the morning, with swimmers showing up at 8. Ideally, everything would take place internally in and under around the Windjammer and VFW, where people come in, they sign in, they get their packets, they get their numbers assigned to them. We do a safety briefing, everything all down there enclosed in that area. The only time we really need to utilize the beach is for the start, is physically taking the people out there on the beach, having them go through a boom for a start and come in through a boom for a finish. I already have the event sanctioned by WALSA, which is the World Open Water Swim Association. They are the end-all be-all of open water swimming. It's very rare for them to give a sanction out to a first-year event, but I kind of, in typical military fashion, I'm a former military, I kind of over-planned everything. And they were kind of blown back with the amount of preparation I put into kind of the safety aspect of it, because that's the biggest concern in this whole event, besides obviously raising awareness and money, is the safety of it. So they went ahead and gave me a first year sanction, which is unheard of. So I'm excited about that. that is what I'm proposing, you guys. Again, I'm not asking for money. I don't need support from the city. I don't need a nickel. I can go out and raise that myself. I would just like your guys' blessing and support, and I would like to make this an annual event here, seeing if the first one goes off great, if you guys allow us to have the first one. Right now I do have, I've already gotten approval from the old route from the U.S. Coast Guard, the DNR. They have already approved my permits and the city of Charleston. Now I don't really need the city of Charleston anymore, but the DNR and the Coast Guard, I've talked to them, they still are willing to help. Also is I've already talked to the chief over at Sullivan's Island Fire Department. He has donated 2 boats with the EMTs, and I have about 4 of my 18 Delta paramedics, or 18 Delta medics, the military version of a paramedic, that would be here as well. So I'm very, very covered from the safety aspect. I do have the insurance. I know some of you guys wanted to see that. It does name SEAL Kids on the insurance as well as the town of Isle of Palms.
So as additional insured?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I'll need to see that.
Yep. So, It's been approved. I haven't paid for it yet because I didn't want to pay for it in case you guys shot me down. But if you look on the last, if you look on the last page, ma'am, it is the email confirming that it has been approved, as well as a sanction. So, I've also brought the emergency action plan, which I've came up with a few guys I've worked with. I've given a copy to both. Officer Buckhannon, sorry.
Chief.
And the
Chief.
The big dog. Can I just call you Officer Big Dog? But I've already given them copies of that, the safety brief. I think if you guys look through it, it'd be pretty self-explanatory. You know, there are some stuff missing which needs to be, you know, formulated if we get approved, you know, in talking with your agencies and Coast Guard, you know, radio channels, et cetera, like this. But I think for the most part, it's pretty thorough. And again, if any of you guys want to see an extra copy of the emergency action plan, I have it right here, as well as information on the swim in terms of registration details and everything you could possibly want to know about it. So, sorry, that little long-winded.
I'll take one of each for the minutes.
So approximately 300 swimmers, is that what you're looking
that's
for?
That's what I'm shooting for. It's a first-year event. I realistically, that's why I'm trying to expedite this process as much as possible in terms of just marketing it.
Sure.
To get the swimmers to sign up. I don't think I'll have a problem getting 150. Who knows, it could blow up in my face and I could get 300.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great because all that money goes to SEAL Kids. But I'm realistically, my goal is to get 150. If I get 300, great.
And it starts real early in the morning. How long does
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. They swim for how many hours?
So they'll get marked at 8 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we'll have a swimmer safety brief, and the swim will approximately start at 9:30. And you're looking at for a 5K for the slowest person, probably an hour and a half, hour 15, hour and a half.
Okay. Then they come back in. When does this concert and whatever take place?
That will be in the Windjammer
inside the Windjammer.
Mm-hmm. So I already have the band, the Blue Dogs. They're kind of a local favorite bluegrass band, and that's going to be inside the Windjammer.
I read somewhere I thought that you were expecting 700 for the concert.
I'm hoping.
Well, how many people can legally be in the Windjammer?
Inside
550.
Okay. I'm hoping for 550.
Okay, just to be aware.
I just kind of came up with that number because I was like, yeah, this can hold 700 people.
Is that right?
No. Well, you know, 550 people for the concert.
Okay.
And then also the VFW has allowed us to use their facility.
Sure.
So I'd like to take, you know, the kind of the VIPs, the people that don't have their eardrums blown out and want to get away from the loud music so they can go over there and have some food and, you know, beverages and whatnot. So it's kind of nice because they are literally right next to each other and right down there. It's just, it's funny how these things work out. It's
put a gangway between them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
Jim, question. Troy, number one, thanks and a great cause. You were, what happened before? Why was it turned down? What happened?
Patriots Point, the resort marina, they tripled their price on me.
Okay.
Last minute. And that would have taken my event and cost, now instead of it costing about $25,000, it would have been $55,000 to put on.
And time frame wise now, you think it's imperative this goes pretty quickly so you can properly advertise it?
Yes, the faster the better. That's, like I said, I'm not asking for money. I'm just asking you to bless me as fast as you can so I can market this thing and get it sold out for the swim. So I don't need anything from you guys but a thumbs up. And I would like to, if you guys do approve it, obviously meet with the fire chief and the local police department and just go through again this safety plan.
So you're supplying, supplying all the safety stuff. Are we donating any? Are we part
I would like for the fire department to be out there with jet skis just because it's our beach. So protect our interests.
I would love that. I mean, Sullivan's Island has committed their maritime assets and their volunteers. They're going to be working it. I would think it would be great to have Isle of Palms Fire Department out there. If we can get a couple, maybe a boat or two or some guys on jet skis, I think it would be awesome. I would love it.
Well, and you're talking about just strictly a swim, right? Nothing else on the beach?
No, sir. No running, no.
And And the music would be played inside, outside?
We can do either or. I've already paid for a stage. If we did set the music up outside, I mean, and again, we don't have to. I would, you know, they have done concerts outside there where it's in their volleyball court. Does that
right.
make sense?
Uh-huh.
We don't have to do that. I would like to.
It's a noise.
Right. And I talked to,
Bobby.
And he said that they would have, if we did something like that, it would have to be over by 10 o'clock. And I was fine with that. You know, but I think it would draw more of a crowd if we did that. But if we can't, if you guys don't want that, then I'll do it inside. I don't have no problems. But of course, I would love for it to be outside because it would be more of a better ambiance, I think, for the whole event. But I'm not pushing it, but I would like it. So.
I know we have another run with the Turtle Trek.
A week later.
Is that a week later?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's a run.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a concert also, I think. And it was all a concert and an auction. They had it inside.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, any questions from the city
so
perspective?
Are you incorporated in South Carolina?
Yes,
we are. I can't find you.
Yeah, we just got that. It's probably going to be taking effect here in the next couple of weeks. It takes that process of going through.
So you've applied?
Well, the actual LLC, the LLC is incorporated in North Carolina.
Yeah,
but,
so I see that
right,
on the application
yeah.
here.
Yeah, right to business down here. We're going through that process right now. Mm-hmm.
So you're not incorporated in South Carolina?
No.
So what does that do to donations if the 501c3 is not incorporated in South Carolina? Like, let's say Linda Tucker signs up,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, want to take it as a tax-deductible donation, but you're not incorporated in the state of South Carolina. Does that squirrel? And I'm just trying to protect our,
mm-hmm.
you know, community and the participants. Does it still remain a donation, or the
yeah.
fact that it's not incorporated in South Carolina affect that?
No, it still remains a tax deduction on your end because we send you the receipt saying that this is a tax deductible item. Mm-hmm.
And you're confident in that answer?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wildlife funds and stuff that are incorporated in Seattle. And
yeah, a lot of nonprofits are incorporated. Various, like I've donated to SPCA, ORW. They're incorporated in Colorado, and I always get a receipt back from them. So as long as it's a official 501c3, so. Yeah.
But you are applying for one for South Carolina anyway.
So right to do business. So like if
okay.
like so,
oh, okay.
I'm learning all of this. But if you do business, say you take a donation from any organization that's over $7,500 in a state that you're not licensed to work in.
That's I think what I was getting
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
That it.
So that's just a matter of filling out an application. We have an agency doing that right now for us for all 50 states. But no one's going to donate $7,500.
Who knows?
No swimmers.
Right
unless
there.
You want to, please. But no swimmer is going to, you know, these are all going to be $100 donations and this and that. So.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Linda. Well, we have just had trouble before. Believe me, I'm not trying to be an obstacle for you. I'm just, you have admittedly said repeatedly that you're new at this and you're sort of plowing new ground and everything. So I just want to make sure that we don't slip up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody gets hurt and then someone says this insurance is squirreled because they're not, you know, licensed to do business in the state of South Carolina, then it's going to fall onto the city. And that's just a risk I don't think the city is willing to take. So, you know, I would just caution you about that, you know, we need to make sure that if something happens out there, this is kind of a high risk event. And the other swimming event that the city had, we stopped doing because it just got to be too high risk. And so this is kind of a return to a swim event. And why did Sullivan's Island turn you down? If you had already approached them about...
No, I didn't approach them to do the swim there.
Okay, so but you approached them to help out with it when you weren't having the swim there?
No, I approached them to help out with the swim we were doing around the city of Charleston.
Oh, okay, so the other side of the... Okay,
and they gladly,
that makes sense.
Chief.
I do have a silly question, but I have a reason for it. What color swim caps?
Depends on the age group, but yeah, they're going to have, every swimmer has to have a swim cap for identification purposes and safety purposes, but again, it depends on the age group. I think we've got, I think, 8 age groups, so we're going to have 8 different colors.
Have y'all already ordered them, or?
No, not yet, I can.
Well, the reason I ask is if if approved, the brighter the color, the better.
Oh, yeah.
For so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like a buoy. Somebody lives on it.
Yeah, you probably like find a fluorescent color palette
be great.
And just go with
mm.
it.
Yeah, that Low Country Splash is, you know, I've done that a couple times, and we're above the water, and a lot of heads bobbing around kind of look like the crab pot buoys. And
yeah, I just did that.
From the air, it looks like a head.
I just did that swim a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Are you still with Frontline Consulting?
What's that?
Shows you on LinkedIn here is with Frontline Consulting LLC.
Frontline?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not me.
Oh, somebody else's same name. That's unusual. That's a different
you mean
last
F,
name.
You mean F2?
F2. It says co-founder of Frontline Consulting LLC. And
may
it says Seal.
Can
sounds
I see
like
that?
You.
No, I'm just
certainly sounds like you. So
may
you're, that's
I, can you
not,
show me
sure.
that?
Sure. That's not you, then? Right here. I just want to make sure this isn't for profit in any way.
Oh, I'll give you my LinkedIn page, ma'am.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
are you?
I think it's right around here. Is that it?
Click on that.
See Frontline Consulting? Probably won't let you go without
no.
signing.
No, that's not even my profile. I'll gladly show you my profile if you want to see it,
okay,
ma'am.
So you're not associated with Frontline Consulting?
No.
And there won't be any proceeds of this going to any for-profit organization?
No.
Okay.
And we will be gladly, I will be more than open to show you the before and after of all the financials. I have no problem doing that.
Okay. I just want to make sure we don't allow... you know, for profit business to be conducted on our beach, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we're just very protective
right.
of it. And so,
here you go, ma'am. That's me.
It's a valid point that it,
yes.
we have to make sure we're covered if someone's hurt. So,
yes.
if you're
mm-hmm.
applying for whatever you need to,
yeah,
you need to push forward with that.
But you can pass that back to
and when you get it, if you would make sure we get a copy of it,
not a problem. Like I said, they approved it. The gentleman I talked to, he's like, all you have to do is submit payment and we'll approve it. The only thing that I would have to change on it, if I got over, you know, I think it was 200 or 250, I have to pay additional money after the event. But he said he would cover it. He covers it all. So, and the insurance is actually directly through WILSA. So they do hundreds of these a year.
Hmm.
And we'll still need to see the insurance certificate that shows, you know, the amount
yeah,
that
you get
purchased and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I would like to make a motion that we approve this with the proper verifications of insurance and...
state registration?
Registration, write-offs, et cetera. But I think it's a great program for a good cause and for September 9th and see how it goes. And hopefully it'll be great. We can do it more.
Right. Do you have all that as the motion?
You got it all?
A second.
All.
Okay. Discussion.
Any other questions?
This will now
discussion.
Go to our next month's meeting. So that should give you enough time to hopefully assure us that the insurance that you're going
to have. I just have that information to her by the end of the week.
But this thing that you've applied for,
mm-hmm.
you know, that should be
oh, okay.
business in South Carolina.
Well, we're the first step.
Right. So now
mm-hmm.
it goes to Ways and Means Committee.
Has to go to Ways and Means after that. This.
That's a double meeting this next
yeah.
meeting, so it's all
it's
on one
is.
Night.
It's the middle
so,
of July.
So it's not dragged out over 2 weeks.
18th, I think.
18th.
Yeah. I just got a couple questions. Parking and registration. You said registration's at the Windjammer?
Yes, sir. So we also have free... The night before, I've already made arrangements to have a pre-packet pickup over at Blue Sky Endurance in Mount Pleasant, so that'll alleviate some of that. And also, I've already paid for buses. So, you know, the out-of-town folks or the people that are coming from out of state, we're going to market it in such a way that they rent from the hotels right up here at the base of the Isle of Palms Bridge. And I already have access to two school buses that I can shuttle people down and forth. I've already...
So we're still in paid parking time.
Yeah, we're still
right?
in paid
yeah.
parking
yeah,
time in season. So
yeah, so you're gonna have to make arrangements for if those buses are gonna park down there, then we'll need to make arrangements.
Are you?
I would just
drop.
I would just probably use them as a continuous shuttle for the day because I have them for the day.
Okay.
It would be a continuous shuttle taking people down to the start and then probably going back and forth to the hotel and then after the. Conclusion of the swim, have them run them back. So I've got them for the whole day. I have no use for them right now. but I have them.
Just all your, all the people who are going to park on the island are going to have to pay to park for the day.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. That's the week after Labor Day, so that's just still a busy weekend out here. We still at least get at least 75% occupancy of our parking lots and our front beach, of course.
Because they're going to be early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any of the participants that show up early would have to pay for parking.
Right.
If they drive out or.
And that's the beauty of the way we're setting up. I'm getting everybody's email, so again, I can let them know that parking is already going to be an issue in advance, and that we have available the shuttle system for them to work. You know, if they parked up in the Walmart parking lot or whatever, I have access to them. I'm not using them.
Yeah.
All I got to do is get creative, and I can find a solution very easy.
Forgive my ignorance, but what was the Extortion 17 tragedy?
Extortion 17 tragedy was...
You remember?
I looked it up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's not a pretty picture.
SEAL Team 6 was going on an operation outside of Afghanistan, and they, in a hurried manner, left without the proper air assets.
Mm.
And shortly after taking off, 32 guys, four of my friends, were in a Chinook helicopter, and they got shot down by an RPG and all died. But the way the foundation was started, guys, I think this is actually a great story. The founder, Suzanne Vogel, her kids started drawing pictures and making stickers to sell in the mall. And in about a month's time, they raised $3,000, and they went to give it to the Navy SEAL Foundation, and they didn't want to take it because it wasn't enough money for them, because they're, you know, very big, and they do high dollar donations, and that motivated her to start this organization, and it was actually founded by kids.
Huh,
wow.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
So it's under sealkids.org for anybody who's, because kind of hard to find you on the web with it being under org.
Yeah, a lot of nonprofits are under org. I'm not a fan of it either.
Yeah.
I agree it should be sealkids.com, but.
Any other comments or questions?
One other one. Does the tide matter? Because the following week we have another event on the beach, and they're at a low tide, so I'm not sure if this is a high tide event.
I planned that out too. It's the start of the swim is at 10 o'clock, which is about a half an hour before slack tide. So the beauty about doing the swim here at the beach is the tides and currents don't affect me swim as much as if you did it around the city, which is in a swimmer's eye, a logistical nightmare, because you're swimming down one way and up the other way, and down there at the point, I've gotten stuck there. It's like a washing machine, and I'm a strong swimmer, and I sat there and I think I swam in place for an hour, like, what the heck? But the beauty about this is I can move, you know, a couple hundred yards down here or there, or extend it out, or just change the shape of the course, and it's right there in front of everything. So. For me, putting on a swim, and for the swimmers, it's not as much as a concern where you're doing it around the city and this and that. So it actually, again, funny how things work out. It's a better alternative. I don't know why I didn't think of it the first time, but.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Not for me.
Yeah. We'll take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
So,
ma'am, I will get all
the
insurance information to you as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And if you want any copies of our corporation or this and that, I'll be glad to send you anything you need. Just let me know.
Okay. And if you ever can't get me, or you know, if you make sure you include Desiree in the communication as well, that's good.
And please take a look at our website. We keep all of our financials on there. We'd like to be very transparent. And again, after the conclusion of this event, that will go up there as well. So.